You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was established as a federal holiday in 1983. It was designated a National Day of Service by Congress 25 years ago. And since then, volunteer groups have turned the third Monday in January into a day on, not a day off. Let's bring in Reuben Anthony Jr. He is president of the Urban League of Greater Madison. That organization advocates to ensure African Americans and community members are educated, advance in their jobs, and contribute to the common good. Reuben, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you today.
Well, let's talk about your personal story. What makes this holiday so meaningful to you?
For me, Dr. King's holiday is meaningful because I see myself as a civil rights baby. I was born in 1962. And for my family, they left the Jim Crow South in 1961, and I was the first one of any of my parents' siblings to be born outside of the South. So I feel like I benefited most from not being in the Jim Crow South, but at the same time, I was also old enough to take advantage of the benefits that King and those guys fought for. And when we talk about civil rights, we talk about human rights, we talk about education rights, I was able to avail myself of many of those things that came about from the civil rights struggle. I was a first-generation college student. I had an opportunity to complete my education at Marquette University under the Education Opportunity Program. And from there, I was able to get three other college degrees. So, you know, when King talks about he has a dream, you know, for people having better lives, I think I'm a recipient of the dream. I've got a chance to move from poverty to the middle class. I got a chance to experience home ownership, business ownership, and I've got an opportunity to be in a good position to provide for my children. Had it not been for civil rights, had it not been for the dream, you know, I would not have experienced these things that I experienced today in America.
Reuben, how much did your parents tell you or implant in you what they had endured in their growing up and how differently you had it, and yet there was still so much work to do?
Yeah, my parents believe that after the passing of the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, that I had a different opportunity than they had. And my parents encouraged me to make the best of it, you know, to believe in America and to believe that the gains that had been gotten from the Civil Rights Act were real, and that if I applied myself each and every day, that the dream could become a reality and that I could move from poverty to the middle class. I could be whatever I wanted to be in America. And so Dr. Martin Luther King had this dream, and he said he might not be there when these things came about, but for the next generations, he hoped for this dream. And so I see myself as a part of the realization of Dr. Martin Luther King's dream, and my parents encouraged that. They encouraged me to go out and do my best, believe in the advances that were made, and take advantage of those advances.
What does Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy mean here in Wisconsin? Where do you see it alive in Wisconsin?
So I'll tell you this way. You know, King's dream today is not simply relegated to black people, but could be viewed as how we collectively have evolved as a people and as a nation. You know, a critical question that we might ask in regards to where we are in Wisconsin is, are we more just today? Because justice was an important concept for Dr. King. And so, but I wonder when I see political attempts in Wisconsin to restrict voters' rights, you know, a lot of the things that we see happening with voting reminds you of things from the Jim Crow South. I wonder about this when I see gerrymandered voting districts in this state and us being the poster children for gerrymandering across the nation. Voters' rights was important for King, and I think we got an issue there. When you ask the question today, are we better off collectively as a people when we see an incoming governor's power restricted in a partisan manner after he's just been elected? And I wonder about Wisconsin. And in regards to race, are we better or at a better place today in Wisconsin when we are leading the nation in black-white disparity statistics, whether it's education, whether it's housing and poverty, we're at the top. So when you look through a lens of justice and equity, King's message is more relevant for Wisconsin today than ever.
We're talking with Reuben Anthony Jr. He's president of the Urban League of Greater Madison, and looking at the significance of MLK Day here in Wisconsin and across the country. Reuben, which of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s lessons are most pressing today in your eyes?
So, I think that, you know, King talked about, you know, fairness and justice. And he talked about voters' rights, you know, and he wanted us to have equality, freedom, justice, and civil rights. So I can't pick among those, but I will tell you that justice and human rights are just as important, you know, today as they were during his time. And one of the things that King said is injustice anywhere, the threat to justice everywhere. But I think even beyond Wisconsin, but as an international concept, that still rings today. I think about Jamal Khashoggi, the columnist from the Washington Post. You know, I mean, for something like that to happen, you know, to someone today in this world, I think is just appalling, and that we ought to be crying out really loud, you know, about those types of things. So we can't sit back and remain quiet, you know, on certain issues. We have to stand up and make some noise when we see these injustices still persisting today.
Let's take a moment to look at the border wall situation and immigration. Where do you see the U.S. falling short on King's vision in your perspective?
Yeah, I think that we're falling short in terms of, you know, staying silent, you know, on some of King's vision. I don't think that we can stay silent on the border wall. I think everybody should be up in arms. The walls of America, the borders of America, represent, you know, people coming here looking for freedom and looking. They're dreaming in the way that King has taught us to dream about a better life. And America is a country of immigrants. And so everyone across the world, you know, are seeking to come here to better themselves. But for us as a people to stand and watch children die at the border, or to watch families be separated at the border, I don't think that we can be silent on those types of issues today. I think that everyone ought to be up in arms, because it's just not the right thing to do. And we ought to be speaking out loud and clearly on many of those types of issues.
Reuben, we just had a conversation about political tribalism and how Americans are becoming more entrenched in their own political camps, going to their own sides and blaming the other side. What would Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. say about political tribalism today?
I would think that Dr. King would tell us that we have to find a way to get along, and that we have more in common than we have differences, and that especially when it comes to adversely affecting lives of people, we have to do something about it. And on that border issue, you know, Dr. King says a quote where he says, "Our lives begin to end the day that we become silent about things that matter." And I don't think that, again, that even with the political tribalism that we have, that we ought to find a way to move things forward, but not at the expense of changing a philosophy, a critical philosophy of America. You know, Ronald Reagan said, "Take down those walls, Gorbachev," and he encouraged the walls to come down. Dr. King spoke in Berlin, and he spoke about walls, and that those walls serve as barriers to humanity. And today, you know, talking about reconstructing walls, today they still serve as a barrier to humanity. They fall counter to what we believe as not just King's dream, but as the American dream.
Well, Reuben, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Reuben Anthony Jr. is president of the Urban League of Greater Madison. The organization advocates to ensure African Americans and community members are educated, advance in their jobs, and contribute to the common good. Today, the Ideas Network is broadcasting Wisconsin's 39th annual tribute and ceremony honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., hosted by Dr. Jonathan Overby. The program includes music from the MLK Women's Mass Choir and the Victory Travelers Gospel Group. Peabody and Emmy Award-winning director, writer, and producer Rita Coburn-Wack delivers the keynote address. Tune in today at noon for this live broadcast here on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's The Morning Show right here on the Ideas Network.